You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7.
Celebrity Dirt starts now.
Let's start someplace that we rarely start, but this is just such a delicious story. TMZ claims that Paris Hilton has had to hire bodyguards to protect her and her $2 million engagement ring. I haven't seen pictures of this ring. $2 million.
They say the stone's bigger than her knuckle.
Wow.
And you know what? If you didn't tell everybody all over the world that you're wearing a $2 million ring, maybe people wouldn't pursue you trying to yank it off your hand.
And if you're the guy who gave it to her, just for security purposes, wouldn't you get her like an equal size CZ that she can just wear? Wouldn't you just have the real thing like
a stunt ring?
A stunt, exactly.
Yeah. Because I don't want these guys with me everywhere I go. You want bodyguards following you around everywhere you go?
No. You will not find a Me Too movement for that. Mm-mm. You will not. The National Enquirer claims Keith Urban has no plans to get Botox or plastic surgery to look younger.
He doesn't need it.
A source tells the magazine, he wants to go rugged, baby.
That's like when you mess up some kind of dish when you're cooking and call it rustic. It's supposed to look like that.
And supposedly, he has even convinced his wife, Nicole Kidman, to embrace their aging.
So he doesn't want her doing anything.
She doesn't
either.
Need to get any.
We're going to grow all together the way it's meant to be.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Nicole Kidman, big winner last night at the Golden Globes. Her limited series, Big Little Lies, which was great.
Fantastic.
On HBO. And she deserved to win Best Actress. Get a load of what she had to say about her man on stage.
And Keith Urban, when my cheek is against yours, everything melts away. And that is love. It's true. I love you so much. God bless you. Thank you.
That might be her subtle way of telling him you need plastic surgery because you're melting.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Well, it's that time of year, especially, I imagine, and I hate to wish doom on people, but by the end of this week, since we were so cold and now we're going to warm up, you know what's going to happen. Kids are going to start getting sick.
And I don't really understand that. I mean, obviously, I have no medical training.
Well, here's something you really won't understand due to your lack of medical training. There's a mom named Debbie, I think it's Vigan, who took to Facebook to share her latest find. Quote, so my son had a little cold, and I put potatoes in his socks last night.
I saw that.
Around 8 to 9. He did not cough through the night, nose isn't running, isn't as congested, and he slept for 12 hours. The mother also included a photo of the potatoes that she had taken out of her son's socks in the morning. The quote-unquote used potato slices had oxidized completely, looking a sickly black color.
That's disgusting.
I've heard of Vaseline in the socks. I've heard of the Vicks.
It was Vicks.
Vicks
is what
on
you
the
heard
feet.
Of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of potatoes.
No, but
in the
I did.
Socks.
I saw that the other day, and I thought, no.
While there seems to be very little scientific evidence to support these claims that it works, many people online credit this home remedy with curing the common cold and reducing fever. Some claim the potatoes work by drawing toxins out of the body, which reduces illnesses and helps absorb body temperature.
I'm not buying it.
But it worked for Debbie Vigan.
Well.
Potatoes in the socks.
More power to you. Do whatever makes you feel good.
704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. Quite simply, what sounds absolutely ridiculous, but you swear it works? Nothing sounds stranger to me than putting potatoes in the socks. But apparently it works.
I think I would have trouble sleeping with potatoes in my socks.
You want to know the weird trick that works to make you feel better?
Yeah, you. It is completely ridiculous, but you swear it works.
The way to get rid of hiccups is to think about the last time you saw a squirrel.
Now, Debbie is prone to the hiccups in here all the time.
I will remember
We're
that.
We're going to remember
trick.
The squirrel trick.
I don't know why, but every time someone has the hiccups, I say, when was the last time you thought of a squirrel? And they think about it for a minute, and then they stop hiccuping.
Write that down. People have no idea how often you get hiccups in here.
Yeah, calling about the crazy things that make you feel better.
Yeah, it sounds utterly ridiculous, but you swear it works.
Yeah, if you put urine in your ear for an earache, it takes the pain away immediately.
Who in the hell guinea pigged that for the first time?
I don't know. I've done it plenty of times. Never used anybody else's, but
well,
I always use mine.
Good to know.
That's got to be a tough ask. I mean, even if you really love that person.
No.
Hey, I need a favor.
Hey there. So I just want to say that I've also heard that onion in socks help cure illness along with between the toes.
Onions? Oh.
As if your feet didn't smell bad enough.
Oh.
I know, just to make it even worse, but I guess it can help with fever and a cold.
You can't be sharing a bed with somebody who has onions.
I was going to say, you definitely have some peace and quiet, because you'll be alone.
Yes, my mother always said, she swore by it, put a bar of soap in the bottom of the, under the covers, in the bed, and it would stop leg cramps.
Stop leg cramps. Now, I swear by pickle juice will take away cramps almost instantly. Every athletic team I was ever on had a jar of pickle juice in the training thing. My mother laid one on us this summer that grossed me out.
Yet she was force feeding your dad tablespoons full of mustard, and he was about to gag. But every time he even mentioned that his leg was cramping, she would go get the mustard, get the French's, and there he would go.
This got started. We came across a story of a lady who says when her son was suffering from a cold, she stuck sliced potatoes in his socks while he slept. When the next morning he slept through the night, congestion was gone, runny nose gone, fever gone, and the potatoes were black.
Magic potatoes.
Hi.
Yeah, you're talking about, I heard something about the potatoes in the socks.
Yes.
We do a lot of welding. And if you burn your eyes welding, put potatoes over your eyes overnight, it'll take the weld to burn out.
I've never heard any of this stuff about potatoes.
I didn't either.
Magic potatoes. It sounds ridiculous, but you swear it works.
Yes. I have a remedy that is kind of weird. You take Fatback and tape it to a boil to draw it to a head overnight so you can lance it and drain it.
And what was it that you were putting on it?
Fatback.
Everything about that story is too much for me to handle.
Why do I get the idea that if we're going unconventional like Fatback over the boil, we really don't want to know the lance and drain process?
I don't like the word lance. I don't like the word boil.
More music.
It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personality.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation, and I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie,
my best friend is Ben Affleck,
are looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Why don't you just go ahead and tell me how hot dogs are made while we're at it?
So you don't like Lance. You don't like boil. How do you feel about drain? In combination, not good.
There was something moist in there. At
that's my word. Stop.
These are not safe words. More than 80% of homes have what?
More than 80% of homes have what? What are we talking about here? Once again, the hunt is on. We're looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Yes, is your answer garages?
More than 80% of homes have garages.
Yeah.
It's a good try, though.
Yeah, no, very good try. Not it.
Hey, do you have an answer yet?
No, sir.
Is it a fireplace?
And thank you for bringing up that little sore subject in my life. God almighty, if I hear it once,
I'm missing that in my life.
Oh, yeah. You know, she's the one that wanted to move. She's the one that picked out the house. Yet all I hear is, you know, we don't have a fireplace here. Yeah, you're the one who picked it out.
He's having a moment. It's okay.
I'm having a moment.
I'm not doing anything.
Well, no, that's because Christmas has passed. That's when I have to put up with it. You know, it would just be so nice if we actually have a fireplace to hang.
Well, how's Santa getting in? I left him a key. He didn't show up this year.
New 103.7, we're Charlie and Debbie, working on the smartest person in the QC.
All right, more than 80% of homes have what?
Hey, not too much. Is it a computer?
Is it a computer? Another outstanding guess, though. Yeah, no, not it.
How about dishwasher?
Dishwasher. How about a dishwasher that works, which is something I don't have right now?
Well, oh, no.
I mean, I got Debbie, but...
Boy, you've got a lot of issues today.
I know, no fireplace, no dishwasher.
I'm willing to let them go, but you're just like on it.
Yeah, answer the question.
All right, more than 80% of homes have what?
Paved driveway.
We're getting great guesses here, and guesses that make perfect sense, but that is not it.
Is it a pet?
Pets. Driveway and pets, both things that you see before you get into the house, and so is this. Smartest person in the QC?
Yeah, I was going to say an unfinished project, but I'm going to change my answer to a mailbox.
A mailbox.
Mailbox is a good guess based on the clue,
guess,
for sure.
That is not it.
Yeah, that's why you guys steered me in that direction.
Yeah, more than 80% of homes have what? Like a pet, like a driveway, it's before you get into the house. If you're standing at the front door, the answer is right under your feet.
Ah.
How about a welcome mat?
A welcome mat. Yeah, 82% of homes still have a welcome mat. I guess we hadn't come up with a better high-tech way to say welcome to our home.
Well, some of them might say go away, but still welcome
but
mat.
There's something down there. Who is this?
This is Steve.
Step into the spotlight, brother, and for the first time this week, tell us what we need to hear.
Well, I'm from Spruce Pine, North Carolina, but I'm the smartest person in the QC.
Charlie and Debbie.
I love it. You guys are great.
The new 103.7. This is Other News.
Brought to you by Genentech and National Stroke Association. If you can't be sure it's a stroke, how can you be sure it's not? Call 911. Get informed at overreact2stroke.com. That's overreact, the number 2, stroke.com.
Stephen Cho had what could best be described as a bad day at the airport. Seems he was waiting for a flight from Thailand to South Korea when he disrobed. And that wasn't enough. He then began screaming at other passengers. Security guards, police officers, dispatched. They detained the 27-year-old before hauling him off.
Sounds like he might have been under the influence of something.
Funny you should bring that up. Cho apologized and blamed his actions on a Viagra overdose. Now, I watch a lot of sports on TV. So, Viagra and pills of its ilk
get advertised a lot.
And they have all sorts of those...
warnings. And
yeah, this could happen to you.
Side effects. Yes.
Never once have I heard anything that may make you strip in an airport and scream at folks.
Well, add that to the list.
They may need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And a Georgia woman called the sheriff's office because her husband would not stop talking. How about this for a switch, huh? The woman said her husband was intoxicated and talking so loudly she couldn't sleep. She told officers, "No, he hadn't harmed me. I just want him to shut up." Officers then negotiated a peace and the man agreed to sleep in the camper trailer in their backyard.
I think that's an excellent idea.
Woman better count her lucky stars that he did no deal on Viagra.
I love you guys.
Charlie and Debbie, the new 103.7.